poi fiume. Okay, good evening, everyone. Want to continue on the theme that we've been discussing. And there's a pasuk in this week's parsha. It's a pasuk from the Aseret HaDibros that says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And this pasuk is the source of the mitzvah Aseh of Shabbos. Zachar refers to remembering Shabbos, meaning Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadsho. First of all, making Kiddush. This is the source from the Torah for making Kiddush, that when Shabbos begins, Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadsho, that we have to mention Shabbos, not just to remember in our mind, but mention Shabbos in a way that sanctifies it. And therefore we make Kiddush. We Mekadesh Shabbos. The Chachamim created a bracha that we should say, a specific nusach, specific bracha, which we say at Kiddush. But the etzem mitzvah is minat Torah, mitzvah deraisa, to mention Shabbos in a way that gives it honor and sanctifies it. That's the Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And as I said, this also is a source for the other mitzvahs that say of Shabbos. Now, in addition, if you look at the Sfarno on this pasuk, the pasuk that says Zachar es Yom HaShabbos, the Sfarno says, Heyei tamid Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. One should be constantly remembering Shabbos. When you go about your asakim, when you go about your business and things that you need to do, during the days of the 6 days, sheishes mei hamaisa. But the pasuk goes on and says, if it says zarchas yom haShabbos l'kadsho, sheishes yomim tavod vasisa kol malachtecha. So we have sheishes mei hamaisa. Not just on Shabbos, according to the Sfarno, but during the 6 days of the week. So what does that mean? How do you remember Shabbos L'Kadsho during the 6 days of the week? So one way, maybe the most basic thing that the Sfarno would be referring to, is make sure that when you do things during the week, you don't do anything that's going to cause you to have to chas v'shalom be mechalal Shabbos, or do anything that's going to cause you to compromise in the sanctity of Shabbos. Meaning, make sure that your business matters during the week are not the type which are going to necessitate doing things on Shabbos which you shouldn't be doing, or any involvement in Shabbos. Meaning, try to limit yourself, limit your business and all your mundane matters, all your secular matters, limit them to things which will not in any way conflict with Kedusha Shabbos, or overlap with Shabbos and cause you to have to compromise and in any way on the Kedusha of Shabbos. So that's a pashup shot in what the Sfarno would mean, that to remember Shabbos L'Kadsho during your hey tamid zochas yom Shabbos, constantly remember Shabbos as kechel b'mei ha'maisa. That would be a pashut thing, pashut pshat, and a way that's very necessary to for each and every one of us. It's particularly particularly relevant to men that have businesses, and especially businesses which are large businesses, involved businesses that have a lot of involvement with other people involved, not necessarily Jewish people, and business that's done in maybe in different states or different countries. And keep in mind, just as I'm speaking, I'm reminded of a mice I heard once with Reb Aaron Leib Shteyman, Zichron Levracha, that some balabatim went to speak with him once. These are men who are certainly Shomer Shabbos. So they, you know, they held them to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and they were businessmen. They had high level businesses, and according to the story, Reb Aaron Leib took the person's hand, and he was rubbing his hand and saying, what precious hands, meaning hands that do a lot of tzedakah. I mean, I'm sure these people were bali tzedakah, were people that were generous with their money. They earned a lot of money, but they gave a lot of money. He said, what precious hands, what precious hands these are. It says, what a shame that they're going to have to burden Gehenna for Chilul Shabbos. That's the ma'aseh that I think he wanted to maybe apply a little shock treatment. And I mean, I suppose that he was perhaps I don't know the details. Maybe it was after a discussion with them on some Shabbos matters, or if he was advised that perhaps their businesses are not chas v'shalom that they work on Shabbos, but perhaps their businesses are not completely Shabbos compliant. And okay, so that's one idea. But something more basic, and this I alluded to at the very end of last night's shiur that I wanted to say, is two things. First of all, when we say the Shir Shalom every day, we start off by saying Shir Shalom is at the end of Shacharis, and we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, all the way through Friday morning, Hayom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos, meaning the days of the week, they don't have names as in the secular world, but they're called the first day of toward Shabbos, the second day toward Shabbos, Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. And that's part of the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, that we're counting the days based on Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day, and we count all the other days based on Shabbos. As I'm speaking again, I remind myself now, I heard that Rav Yitzchak Huttner, Zichron Lebrach, the Chaim Berlin Rosh Yeshiva, would comment and was critical when a person would say, if you're not going to see the person over Shabbos and Sunday, not till Monday, and they would use the expression, okay, have a good weekend. Saying, it's not a weekend. Shabbos is the weekend. Sunday is the week beginning. Sunday has nothing to do with the weekend. He said the whole expression weekend, referring to Shabbos Sunday, was a kinegah the Torah, and it indicates and implies that Sunday is part of the weekend, as if the week begins on Monday. No such thing. The climax and conclusion of the week, of every week, is Shabbos. Sunday is Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. It's the first day towards the next Shabbos. Yes, the first 3 days of the week relate to the previous Shabbos as well. They draw on the previous Shabbos, but each day is a Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, etc. So some people, they right before they say that, they say Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, in order to get full credit, full of the mitzvah, mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So by saying that, by saying Hayom Yom Rishon, by Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, you're saying I'm about to refer to Sunday, which is what the Goyim calls Sunday, as Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, in order to give Kedusha and cover to Shabbos. So Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Then on Monday, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, Hayom Yom B'Shabbos. In addition, it's brought, there's a called Hatzadi Rabbi Shlomo. It was about a Yid named Rabbi Shlomo. I don't remember his last name, but he was a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, and he was indeed a tzaddik, a big tzaddik, and it's a sefer about the various hanhagas of his. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I did see it years ago. And in that sefer, it's brought that during the week, when he would do a malacha, before he would do a malacha, before he picks up his pen to write something, he would say to himself, this is something I would not do on Shabbos. Shabbos, the Torah says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, the Torah says, Shabbos is restricted. Part of the Kedusha of Shabbos is that it's a restricted day. It's restricted from doing something. That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha means precious, means separation, means not being involved in everything that you're involved in other times, not doing everything or speaking about everything like we've discussed recently, not reading everything you read other times. That's what Shabbos, that's what Kedusha is. Kedusha is precious, separation. So he would say, before he would pick up his pen to write, before he would, I try to think of it before I tie the garbage. I have to take out the garbage bag. I wouldn't do this on Shabbos. And you mekayim a mitzvah, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. I think it's mamash, it fits beautifully into the Sarno. Zachar Yom HaShabbos, Hayetamid Zochris Yom HaShabbos, constantly remember Shabbos, or even Zochr, meaning maybe even here mention Shabbos, like the Pasuk means, Be'askecha B'yom HaMaisa, when you're being Osek and Malacha during the 6 days of the week, constantly remember Shabbos and say, this is something, I wish Shabbos is special, I wouldn't do this in Shabbos. When you get into your car, before you turn the key into on the ignition, Zochris Yom HaShabbos, I wouldn't do this on Shabbos. I wouldn't even carry the keys, true. But I certainly wouldn't do the malacha of turning on the car. And I wouldn't do, if you're brushing your hair or combing your hair, your own hair, your sheitel hair is a different story whether you can do that on Shabbos. But your own hair, for sure you can't brush or comb on Shabbos. So, or brushing your teeth or doing turning on the hot water. Okay, if you're in the bathroom, I guess maybe you shouldn't be saying Zachas Yom Shabbos Kacho, but in the at a kitchen sink or whatever it is before you turn on the stove before you chop vegetables more finely than you could chop on Shabbos, Zachas Yom Shabbos Kacho. It's a great opportunity if a person's focused on, 6 days long, he's focused on Shabbos, he's thinking about Shabbos, he's remembering Shabbos. There's an opportunity to be mekayem this mitzvah. The Ramban says this, by the way, by the idea of the days being referred to as Rishon Shabbos, Shem Shabbos. That I believe that the Ramban says that this is a form of Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekacho. So throughout the week, you can be mekayem this kol shekein on Shabbos itself. When you sit down to make kiddush and to have nice sudas, and you act Shabbosic and Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekacho, something to constant, to keep with you, to remember that I'm doing this all for Kedusha Shabbos, and Kedusha Shabbos obviously means, therefore, Kedusha's Hamakom, Kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha of the Ebeshter. That's how it, of course, what it translates to. But you can think about it the whole Shabbos and the whole week. You could take it with you that even tomorrow is Shabbos. I'm doing a lot of things for Shabbos, but I'm still doing things I would never do on Shabbos. I'm still driving, I'm still tying the garbage bags, and I'm still, doing many things that I would not do on Shabbos. I'm taking a shower, I would not do that on Shabbos. I would not turn the hot water on. Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. It's a way to be kind of mitzvah throughout the week, and there's no better time to start than Parashas Yisro, when it's the Inyana Diyuma of the Parashas as well. Okay. In the meantime, have a great Shabbos, and Bez Hashem, look forward to continuing that next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.